thanks for this day and for all who have enriched our lives. We give thanks for the gift of learning, which creates and restores and links us to each other in both struggle and joy. We give thanks for the spirit of creativity that inspires and encourages, that brings novelty in the midst of familiarity, risk in the midst of comfort, and surprise in the midst of the commonplace. May this time of thanks be a celebration for all that has been done in previous days and a reminder of all that is left undone for the days to come. Amen. You may be seated.
Our reading is from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Let me begin by offering our congratulations to the members of the tenure class of 2015 and by welcoming any special friends or family members who've joined us today. I also want to welcome members of the Board of Trustees who are meeting today, as well as members of the Gustavus Association of Congregations who have arrived in advance of the meeting tomorrow. So, today we celebrate the tenure installation of our faculty who will be appointed next fall with continuous tenure at the college. Our text today, one of the most familiar in the Judeo-Christian tradition, often attributed to King David, Psalm 23, is actually often used at funerals. And I hope you don't read the text today in that way. While we trust the tenure process was rigorous, it was not intended to serve as a valley of the shadow of death. Nor, to the best of my knowledge, did the chair of the personnel committee at any time use a rod or a staff for any reason. And while we hope the sabbatical that you will take next year will be as refreshing as fields of green grass and streams of peaceful water, we look forward to your return afterward. For, as the psalmist today says, today marks the day that you are being invited to live in this house all the days of your life. So what does that mean, to live in this house? As a tenured faculty member at Gustavus, you will have certain rights and certain responsibilities. In terms of rights, tenure provides you with a basic guarantee of academic freedom to be able to teach the truth as you see it and to be able to pursue your chosen areas of scholarship and creativity. In terms of responsibilities, you're expected to continue to keep current in your field, to continue to carry out research and creative endeavors, and to continue to subject your scholarship and creative work to outside scrutiny through peer review and public presentation. In short, you will aim to raise to the next level what has been up until now an emerging pattern of scholarly and creative output, while at the same time advancing into greater leadership roles as members of our Gustavus shared governance community. For you are the ones we have chosen to stay on with us, and you, the faculty, and I'm speaking to all the faculty, you are our most important asset. It is your expertise and your care and your advice for our students that creates our value in a highly competitive marketplace. Frankly, without the faculty, Gustavus is just a bunch of pretty buildings. As for us administrators and staff, well, without our faculty, there would be nothing to staff and no reason to provide administrative support. So while we all are one community, we also know that the staff and administration is here to support your efforts as faculty. So again, congratulations to our tenure class. We are proud of you and your accomplishments. We thank you for your service thus far and for your dedication to our students and the community. We wish you great success in the next stages of your academic careers. In the words of Psalm 23, we anoint your head with oil, and we hope that today of all days your cup overflows. We are truly grateful and happy that you will dwell in our house your whole life long. Thank you.
As chair of the Board of Trustees, I ask that the president of the college present the members of the faculty that have been granted an appointment with continuous tenure by the Board of Trustees in accordance with the articles of the faculty manual.
I invite the newly tenured faculty to please rise. As scholars and as interpreters of liberal learning, it is your responsibility to work toward enlightenment, to pursue truth, and to teach students, ever valuing both your discipline and your college, always seeking to give your students support for the greatest fulfillment of their potential.
You can sit down now. It's been my privilege to serve this year as the chair of the Personnel Committee and to witness some of what makes our newly tenured faculty remarkable people, educators, and scholars. It's my honor today to introduce them to the Gustavus faculty. Upon calling each of their names, each newly tenured faculty member will step to the lectern on that side, share a brief message chosen for this occasion, and then proceed to the center of the chancel to be congratulated by Chair Hicks and President Bergman. I invite all of the newly tenured faculty members to stay on the chancel until all the names are called. Going alphabetically, Blake Cooey in religion.
In Chaim Potok's 1975 novel, In the Beginning, the main character has this to say about teaching biblical studies. All beginnings are hard. I say it to myself today when I stand before a new class at the beginning of a school year, or I'm about to start a new book or research paper. All beginnings are hard. Teaching the way I do is particularly hard, for I touch the raw nerves of faith, the beginnings of things. Often students are shaken. I say to them what was said to me, be patient. You are learning a new way of understanding the Bible. All beginnings are hard.
Kathleen Keller, history.
I'd like to share with you an excerpt of a poem called Envoy by Chandler Davis. This poem was written in honor of Natalie Zeman Davis, the poet's wife, who is a historian of early modern Europe. Born abroad, she longs for you, companions. She longs to shake your hand, to share your wine. She longs for home 400 years away. Through the pain, she hears you but is not heard. She deserves your pity, but you will not have it. The songs you think are vanished once they're sung. The pleas you think are wasted if turned down. Jokes you dismiss if no one laughs or winces. She listens for. Sometimes you speak too soft.
Glenn Cranking, History and Scandinavian Studies.
My reading comes from an article with my research written by Albert Vestadby, an Estonian-Swedish teenager writing in German-occupied Estonia in 1942. We move forward in the unobstructed progression of time toward a new year. What lies ahead, we do not know. We do know that the coming days will be interrupted by nights, which in turn become glorious morning hours. The saying goes that we cannot praise the day before the sun is harvested. We enter into the new year without any idea of what will happen. One thing is certain. It will bring both happy and bitter moments. Strive for that. Enjoy the gladness and take the bitter as it comes. May we reject all the nightmares and let in a bright gleam of hope in the future.
Jesse Petrajka, Physics.
I stand in front of my students and admonish that we can do better 5 days a week. As any of my students should be able to attest, the correct reply to this statement is better compared to what? Well, compared to what we knew before, compared to what we were before. Gustavus is a place of exploration and a place of growth and a place to become better. And it has been for me as well. So before I forget the we in this statement, a big thank you to all my students and colleagues and family. I'm confident together that we will be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that we, by testing, may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Or at the very least, we will become better.
Bonnie Ryman, Health and Exercise Science.
I chose a short and simple quote that I think is applicable and applies to various aspects of life. It's by Neil Donald Walsh, and it's life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Thank you.
Laura Triplett, Geology.
Hi. I invite you all to take a few mindful breaths, remembering as you do the plants that gave their oxygen to the air and the oceans that gave their moisture to the air and this lovely rain. And noticing too with each out-breath how you change and are tied into the world around you.
Shengping Yang, Economics.
When you invest your time, you make a goal and a decision of something that you want to accomplish. Whether it's about making good grades in school, be a good athlete, be a good person, going down and doing some community service and helping somebody who is in need. Whatever it is you choose to do, you are investing your time in that. Achievement is not always success, while reputing failures often is. It is honest endeavors, persistent effort to do the best possible under any and all circumstances.
Please join me in congratulating our newly tenured faculty.
I'll invite you to please return to your seats. Everyone, may please remain standing. Return to your seats, but stay standing. Receive this blessing. As we depart, may we again commit as individuals and as a community to the values and ideals that contribute to the transformation of this world. May each of us undertake again the appraisal and joy of living out what is true and what advances and invites compassion, grace, forgiveness, kindness, justice, and the love required to flourish and transform. May we abide in the assurance that goodness goes on, even in our doubts and questions. May we be one this day and always. This is our prayer. Amen. Thank you.